This is culturally inappropriate.
Free Noise, how y'all doing out there? Hope y'all living. Hope y'all breathing. Hope y'all doing good. I hope everything is okay with you guys. I'm doing good. How you doing, bro?
Doing good, man. Can't complain.
Okay. So allow me to reintroduce ourselves in this platform. Don't finish. I know what you're thinking, but allow me to reintroduce us, you know. This is Free Noise Podcast. A free-form podcast where topics form freely. We named it Free Noise because a lot of noise in this world, though they may seem like it does not, comes at a cost, whether it's your mental, physical, or financial health. Here at Free Noise, we like to talk about things that it don't cost you nothing. Hence, it's free. And we start off talking to ourselves. We just talking to ourselves because we, out of all the advice that we give, we direct and aim it towards ourselves first. These are things that we're working on to build ourselves up with practical advice and practical wisdom.
Facts.
So this is a place of positivity. This ain't the Teletubbies and this ain't Barney and Friends, but it's a place of equitable conversations. So there's a constant of common ground. This is not a, you know, we agree with everything. Everyone has opinions and different things, and we will touch on that. But there's a way to conduct things differently because we know on the internet, we know. Everywhere you go, especially in the podcasting space, it is always something negative. It's always something negative. It's always some dissension. It's always some division. There's always some drama. There's always some chaos. Somebody always mad. Man, we don't, not over here. We get a lot of advice. We get a lot of critiques talking about, you know, I want more headbutting. I want more arguments. Bro, watch Maury. Watch Jerry Springer. Or watch these other podcasts and be honest to the audience, to our audience that we appreciate watching this. Y'all see enough, let's be honest, man. The moment you get on the internet, social media as in general, y'all see enough chaos. Just keep it a bean. We see enough chaos. So we don't want to add to that because we're not chaotic people. Am I tripping?
No, you are not.
We're not chaotic people. I'm not trying to wake up arguing with somebody. I don't wake up mad. Like, we're not with that, all that.
To be honest, we're getting too old.
We're getting too old.
We're getting too old for that.
All right, man, what?
Yeah.
And I'll wrap up by saying, real quick, that this podcast is for practical wisdom that we all can agree on and move on and to motivate and get people to move. Something inspiring, something to kick back and just listen to, something chill. So if I tell you, you need to drink water every day, doesn't that sound practical? I don't think nobody on earth will argue with that because that's practical wisdom. Practical, the practicality. Something that's practical means it could be practiced and actually show good results and actually work for the everyday human being, for all of us. But yeah, that's
I'll tell you what it is. It's because it's practical, the practical advice that we give. It's not that we're boring. It's boring. And if the shoe fit, I'm going to say that before I start. If the shoe fits, you know the rest. And also, I'm not trying to offend anyone or anybody. This is just truth because, like Eric said, our main mission is to inspire, to motivate, to elevate. And one thing I notice especially, though, I'm going to say it, is our culture. Our culture struggles with this. We long for chaotic things. We don't want the practical advice. It's boring. But that right there is why we still stand where we are. Like Eric was saying, too many times, especially like, for example, in the podcast world, I'm going to just say it. Before I tell you to give me this, notice all of our, in our community, the podcasts where relationships are talked about. You have someone with a platform. They may invite ladies. You might have a lady with a platform, so you might invite the male. And then they discuss each other's point of views, each other's side. And granted, I'm not knocking these podcasts. Granted, their objective is to come to a common ground, to see where we can elevate in our marital world, in our culture. You know, you got like even Kevin Samuels. You got this guy. You got him who thought that he wanted to get on, and I rock with Kevin, but he got with the guys and he got with the women. But it's still what really blew him up. People start finding out about him when he started talking to women and chaos began to come. He had already been on the internet long before the what's your dress size video or rate, what's your rate?
It was the video that got him up was the average at best.
Average at best video. Yep, yep. He had already been on there, and he was, guess what? He started off talking to us, the men. And he didn't get big until there was some type of chaotic or some type of drama, some type of entertainment. But that's just the problem. We value entertainment over growth. Are you valuing feeling good, something that makes you feel good, entertainment, over growing how you should be? That's where we need help at. Because usually the things that help us to grow, it don't feel good. So if you want to grow physically, you know, you got to go to the gym. You got to change your diet. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. It's not easy. Yeah. You sick and you want to get better, you know, you got to take some nasty medicine. It don't taste good. We're so stuck trying to have all the best stuff that feels good, get our dopamine riled up. That's going to set us back. That's going to have us stagnant in one place. And so this podcast is trying to do something different. Me and Eric can get up here and go back and forth. Y'all know, if you know us in real life, we'd do that. We play all day. But this is not that. This is our platform. So, no, we're not going to argue. No, we're not going to try to invite people on here to go back and forth. Everybody is more than welcome to, if they come on this platform to give their opinion. However, there is something that's going to, whoever sit in these seats, whoever come to this platform with us, that they're going to experience. And that's called accountability. Why? Because everybody, that's one thing that I see lacking in our culture when it comes to the podcast community, especially in the relationship podcast thing. Women get on there and they have valid points. They do. These men be out here running around crazy. Men get on here and they have valid points. I'm a man. I be feeling it. But you got women running around here crazy. But everybody getting their points across and making these valid points, and yet our statistics are still very low. It's because no one is taking accountability. So on this platform, that's why you see me and Eric always talking about mostly men, the brotherhood, because me and Eric happen to be men. But best believe if a woman sit on this show, she's going to have to hold herself accountable too. But it's not like, oh, I want you to hold yourself accountable so these men can feel good. It's for you. When we hold ourselves accountable, that's the thing. A person that holds themselves accountable for anything, it's for them. It's for the betterment of the person holding themselves accountable. We'll have you have a person think, we'll get on here, and if I hold myself accountable, it makes me look weak or makes the other person look right. That's not what we're worried about right now. If we want some actual results, if we want to move forward, be motivated, if we want to get off our butts, if we want to, I'm just using the relationship scene because it's so popular as an example, but this goes with anything. I remember our first videos, we trying to encourage people to go for their passion, their dreams, create some content. But one of the most popular things in our world is the podcast thing, and it deals with relationships. And so do this for me, what I was getting to earlier. Name me some podcast platform of another culture that's not us, that has women and men sitting on there, and then they sit there and they just go back and forth about their relationships. Drop it in the comments.
Yeah.
And I'll go look them up and we'll see what's going on with it. I'll see. But for the most part, our culture is the only culture that's sitting down having these talks. They like to call it, it's a talk. It sounds good.
Yeah.
But see, one thing that we don't realize in these talks, in order for it to be talks and to get results, each party have to be more holding themselves accountable than trying to get a point across, because we know that the moment somebody trying to get a point across, it's going to turn to something else.
But even in that, once the yelling and everything has happened, you're entertained. But the point, there's no common ground that's not reached for the betterment of relationships. It's just that you're going to feel your way, I'm going to feel my way, and then we got nowhere.
Now, why is that important? Why is it more important to... That's why I said in the early, I said we getting old. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Getting old, you ain't man. Getting no younger.
Nope.
Entertainment feels good, but at some point, you're going to have to start living your life for your future self. However much you got of it left. We ain't getting no younger.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we can get on here and entertain. But at some point, you got to wake up at one point and be like, you know what? I want to be better. I just want to be a better human. I want to live my life the most optimal way that I can.
Yeah.
Y'all cheating yourselves is what y'all doing.
And you can find entertainment through progress. You know, this platform is not to sit here and bore people to death and talk about stuff. Our audience, of course, appreciates, and we appreciate every viewer we have, every viewer that we receive, every video. We really appreciate you guys,
mm-hmm.
but we want to just help you guys, because it helps us to just speak from our hearts and how we feel about how we move. Like, why are we in the positions that we are today? Why? What principles do we stand on? You know what I'm saying? To stay out of trouble, you know, to stay responsible within our families, mm-hmm. to stay brothers. To stay tight,
and
you know what I'm saying. Like,
facts, bro.
It's like a lot of people. That's where Free Noise shines, is in that sector, because it's really meant to help just be better, just to be better in some type of way, mm-hmm. whether it's through your speech, through your conduct, through your habits, through your thinking, the way you treat people, your relationships. You know what I'm saying.
Dude.
It's not, but it's practical, so everybody can relate to it. So it's not about a go along, get along, and we all got to agree to everything, some cult-like experience.
Because we're not going to agree with everything.
We're not. But at the end of the day, we all can agree that it is all good for us to be better. It's just good to be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. We all can agree to that. So let's take these.
To be your best self. That's what
yes, let's take these. The advice, let's take these steps, these proven steps,
mm-hmm.
with proven results, and move forward with them. Because being chaotic, I mean, we all entertain, but we just left with nothing. I always say, man, I like to figure it out before the doctor tell me what it is.
Mm.
That's how I live life. I like to figure out whatever I got to get through health-wise, physically, financially, before the doctor tell me.
Mm.
But like you said, it takes accountability too. Because the moment a doctor tell me, yeah, you got so-and-so because you drink too much Pepsi, what I'm going to do, call Pepsi and start screaming at them? Or I'm going to hold myself accountable and get on a diet and drink water? It's like...
Facts. That's it right there. That's the point I wanted to make. It's far too easy to try to justify the way you're moving and to point fingers elsewhere. It's far too easy to do that. But let me tell you something, a fact you probably don't want to hear. When you do that, you're making yourself stagnant. You're leaving yourself no room for growth. That's why it is so important to have accountability. We had an episode that said self-awareness is a superpower. Accountability is a major superpower.
Yes.
Why is that a superpower? Because think about it. When someone, if you're trying to learn an instrument, the best way to do it is to practice. But it's not just because you just practice and everything. It's because you practice and you mess up. And you see where you mess up and then you know not to do it again. Essentially, you're holding yourself accountable and learning this instrument. And so the more you do it, the better you get until you're a master at it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in your relationships, in your life. Find where you need to be better, because if you don't think you need to hold yourself accountable anywhere, or you try to minimize your accountability to yourself, you're only minimizing your growth. You're holding yourself stagnant. It don't feel good. Stop worrying about if somebody think they right because you hold yourself accountable. Stop worrying about what somebody else think if they think you weak because you held yourself accountable, because you're going to come out on top. What's happening is you're planting these roots that's so deep, and you stand firm on what you know you're doing and where you're going, you're going to get there. But that person who's steady pointing fingers, who's steadily not growing, who's not holding themselves accountable, they're going to grow old, and they're going to have many regrets.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that suck is on your deathbed having regrets. Yeah. And it's not regret. We say this all the regrets. It's the type of regrets you'll have. It's the things that you did not do. It's the people that the relationships you did not mend. Those are the regrets you're going to have. You're not going to be thinking about you didn't get the party enough, or you didn't have that. You didn't get to see that movie, or I ain't going to be able to listen to these songs. You're not going to be thinking about entertainment. You're going to be thinking about things that matter. So why not focus on those things right now while you good and well?
Yeah, I agree. I think to add another point, a little BTS behind the scenes information. That's how a lot of these topics start off. It's not about when we come up with these topics and they come and we have a discussion usually before we shoot. We sit down, me and bro, we have a discussion, you know, talk about what we've been through throughout the week and stuff that's been on our minds. We don't go like, we don't start the conversations or our topics with, okay, or brainstorming our topics with, what can we tell them they need to do? We get on us. We say, okay, what's something that we really need to not do?
We have a whole conversation about real life stuff that me and him need to.
What do we need to do? What do we have to do? And we take that and we use this formula that we do to hold ourselves accountable first. And then we express ourselves through the podcast. And we get that out there so we can find some relatability through the audience, through our viewers. Because yeah. I know y'all feel this stuff too that we be talking about. People be hitting me up like, man, y'all last episode, I felt that. Guess what? We was feeling it first.
We was feeling it too.
That's why we did it. Well, nah, I wouldn't say first, but you know.
Yeah, I know.
We was feeling it. So we and that's where we get that common ground. A lot of people is we don't preach victimhood. I can't get down with the victimhood. Oh, woe is me, and I'm the only person that goes through something. I don't rock like that.
You want to stand clear that
I can't even be friends with somebody that's a victim. Like, that victim junk, bro. Being a victim is, like, the most, like, it is draining. You live your life all day. I'm the victim.
You're going to be miserable.
You're going to be miserable. You're going
even in your happy times, you're still miserable if you move that way.
Absolutely.
You have, and that's why, man, I like, that's why accountability is so important.
Because it takes the weight off you.
And
it sounds crazy, but when you throw the weight on everybody, it's like you're carrying this own weight of excuses. And that weight is heavier than holding yourself accountable. Because when you hold yourself accountable, it's like it can be tough and uncomfortable, but it's like you free yourself of that extra weight. Because usually when you hold yourself accountable, it's one action. But when you have excuses, it's a bunch to cover up that accountability.
And guess what? Them excuses and them fingers you pointing is at somebody or something that you can't control.
Yeah.
We can't control the one you listening to this, but I can't control nothing you do. I'm just talking on here. You can do what you want to do. I can't control that. However, I can control myself.
Yeah.
And so when I hold myself accountable, where I have a situation, let me get practical with it. Say I have a specific situation, even if I was done wrong, it's up to me to be able to get in the mirror and say, okay, assess the situation. Is there something I could have done different? Is there something I could have done better? should I go through, should I put myself through this again? Like, you have to ask, you have to get in the mirror with yourself. It's when you start getting at it with other people, you're trying to, you cannot control. That's why I said with these podcasts going, and you know, you had a woman and a man and they're trying to come to a common ground. At the end of the day, we are different. Women is simply not going to fully understand us. We are not fully, we may understand them a lot, but we are not fully going to understand the inner workings and thinking of a woman. We can't make them. So it's best to get in a mirror, each party. Yeah. It only works best if both do it, to get in a mirror and say, hey, I could do this better. I could have done this different. If this is what this person is saying, maybe they have some start. Then when you start holding yourself accountable, then you start seeing some understanding. And when you have understanding, you see different perspective and you can deal with it better. That's what God do.
Yep.
He see everything. He see all the terrible things. And he still have the patience to hold back. You know what I mean? I don't want to get too into that, but he have all the facts. Not that we will always have all the facts, but we have to do all we can to get them and have some understanding. And some stuff we just going to have to understand, like I just said.
Yep.
Understand that a woman is not, doesn't have the same makeup as a man.
Yeah. When it comes to
we too
facts,
busy trying to be the same.
Yeah, I'll let God sort them out.
I'm going to let him sort them out.
Have a little sort them out.
We too busy though. We too busy trying to prove that we are the same and human being equal. Like, no man, I am a man. A woman is a woman.
I am a man.
A dog is a dog.
I'm a man.
Everybody play their role in a circle of life. And yeah, it adds to unity. But as soon as y'all trying to get mixed up and try to tell somebody about what they ain't no lying about to go around trying to tell a hippo how to, like, you supposed to be doing this as a hippo. He just go be a lion. I'm just go be me.
Yeah. I am a compact, stocky man. He is a long, tan, and handsome man.
But cut that out.
We're all men.
Cut that out in this. Can't stand it.
But yeah.
You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
You get the point.
You get the point.
But here's the thing. It's still, no matter what jewels we drop, it's still going to be some of you who's listening to this right now that's going to, that's why I started by saying if the shoe fits.
Yeah.
But you're going to listen to this and you're going to want to do what's right, but you just, it ain't it. You got to do the work.
Yeah, you got to like.
You got to do the work, but we got to at some point, man, we got to do better.
Yeah.
We got to do better as a people. We got to do better as ourselves, as individuals. Like, it's too easy to blame somebody. You don't want to get a job. Oh, the
it's man. So, it's so the, much yo, out here when you be better.
Yeah, you,
like,
just better yourself.
When you just better yourself, bro. When I walk, okay, so working out, like, and not to even sound, it's not even shallow, but working out, even when your body change, you walk in a room and they treat you different because they see a discipline. Grooming better. They see you take care of yourself, they treat you different. You know what I'm saying?
Grooming.
When you start treating people different, when you start thinking different, you just see the results from it. And that's what Free Noise is about.
Treating people different.
We trying to give you like a manual on how to be just fly and unbothered. You see what I'm saying?
Unbothered.
Who don't want to be fly and unbothered? Like, bro, like that's like the ultimate thing to be. Like, Jesus, he was flying unbothered. Like, he was like, man, all right, man, I ain't about to trip. He was fly.
That's because he knew he had
it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, like, the most flyest person ever. So it's like.
He had the facts.
He had the facts.
He already knew it. The thing is, with this, what he said, with this accountability thing, I know why it's so hard. Because it's a quality that's involved in holding yourself accountable and. This quality in this day and age is looked at as extremely weak. It's humility. Without humility, all this, you might as well have, don't even watch this video. Like, don't even listen to it. If you do not hold humility high as a quality that needs to be obtained, that needs to be worked out, then none of this will work. It actually takes humility to be able to help yourself be better.
Yeah,
because you gotta already know you suck. It takes took humility for us to send out our first video. It takes humility now to sit here and do these videos where you got people who spewing out crap But they getting millions of views and we get 100, 200.
Facts.
It takes humility to sit there and be proud of that. But guess what that's going to do for us? It helps us to keep going because a lot of you, seeing where our record is, would have just stopped. Well, this is taking too long. I'm not getting 100. You're not humble. And then it'd be the main ones of who are you that's not humble. Who are you? What are you really at? So you have to, this game, everything starts with humility.
Yeah.
You have to start off with some humility when it comes to this content creating game because you're going to give up if you don't.
Now, as one famous lyricist said, they content create, I despise that. I create content and they try that. So we, that's another thing with Free Noise. We create, like we talked about last episode, we create content. And when it comes to that, you have to stay consistent. My young, now 1 year old baby boy, I saw that boy push himself to taking his first baby steps. But it took him to crawl. He was crawling. He was crawling kind of weird. And then he started standing. But when I noticed when he started standing, he said, okay, I could do this. Because he would pay attention to all the kids around him. We keep him around kids. Shout out to Luna. And shout out to Reve. Shout out to Navy. Shout out to Nieva. They all helped him walk, I swear. But yeah, shout out to all his other nieces. We got Carter, we got Cam. We gonna be here all day. Sienna, all y'all. I love y'all. But look, love the kids. I love the kids. But he ended up, he was standing and and once he started standing, he got that confidence. He was okay. He just kept standing. He kept standing. Recently now, he taking his first steps. Now he getting better and better. And I start learning from that, like this. This little human, that was everything to him, just standing up and walking.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept pushing. And that's how we were. We were crawling at first, thinking about, creating content. And then we ended up just getting on the camera. And we was taking baby steps. It was kind of awkward. Well, I'll say stand. And then we took our baby steps and kept going. Now we fully blown walking. Like, I'm good on camera.
Yeah.
I thought I was ugly. I'm good. I was scared. Like, man, how I look on camera? I'm straight. I'll be good. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care. We got something to, like, we got, I mean, not, I don't care. Like, we going to be well groomed. It's
just,
care. It's something more important than us feeling like how we looking.
Yeah.
It's what we spitting. So
here's the line. We're drawing a line now. We are drawing the line. This is a line. We are not them. They are not like us. We are not them. Okay? This is Free Noise. We are different. We come here. Come here if you want some positivity. Come here if you definitely want entertainment. But come here if you just trying to be a fly individual. Whether you are old, young, bent out of shape, or you contorted. I don't know. But we are just here. For positive vibes. We are not here for, it don't matter how long it take. The goal for us is not to, rich in fame and glory and all that. The goal for us is to reach a lot of people and just get on the same level of common ground with a lot of people.
And better yourself. Want to be the best version of yourself. You ain't even got to give us the accolades and credit. Listen to it. You might hate. You might dislike it and say a weird comment. But in the back of your head, when you go home, like, I gotta do it. Yep. Do as long as we start getting some results.
Yes, we want it all. Comment, like, subscribe. We want good comments. We want the critiques. I had a dude tell me that the video's good, but the sound be too loud. I took heed to that. Now I'm editing the sounds different. Hey, I take it all. Mm-hmm. Even like hater comments. Hey. You hating, but guess what? The video moved you to make an action. I appreciate it. It works. So at the end of the day, we made you feel something. So, hey, so.
I ain't got nothing else for him.
Okay, remember that line, y'all. So this is Free Noise. Y'all be good out there. Y'all be straight. I'm about to go watch Superman again because I need to see that movie. Again.
I didn't need to see that.
You didn't see it yet?
I didn't see it.
Are you serious?
I'm about to go do that.
You want to see that?
Yeah.
I'm hungry. You want to get some White Castle? Well, not White Castle. The fries.
I got them.
The fries. I ain't going to eat the...
Oh. I'm going to eat the
I'm going to edit this part out. All right. Yeah. Free noise, y'all. We love y'all. Peace.
Love y'all.